Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The 368th edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Bird Dog Shorts. Dominate summer with an amazing pair of shorts and a free Yeti-style tumbler when you order over at birddogs.com/pool. That's birddogs.com/pool.
Howdy ho, DeGenerinos, and welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast and Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 368. It's going out to my lovely wife. Happy anniversary today. Yes, I'm talking to my other wife on my anniversary, Gumby Vreeland. My real wife doesn't listen to the show anyway, so she won't know it went out to her, but it'll go out to her anyhow. So I am Jeff Chalks Fox. I don't even know if I introduced myself last episode, but that's who I am, in case I haven't in the past. I am one half of the dynamic duo here that's going to be breaking down UFC on ABC, Emmett versus Topuria. That will be the main card breakdown. If you want the 9 prelim fights, a lot of money to be made there. Go back an episode and we will, we already broke it down. You're missing out. So get that in your ear holes first. We're only doing 5 fights today. It's a very, very solid 5 fight card because it's on ABC in the States. So they've kind of loaded it up with some decent names and matchups. So we're going to break that down for you. Then end of the show, don't click us out of your ear holes before you get to the very end, because we're going to give you our locks, our dogs, our props, and a 2-fight parlay that's going to pay you buttloads of money, at least 10 times your money. And that's courtesy of my co-host, who I'm going to introduce right now. His name is the Gumby God, Daniel Vreeland. Gumby God season incoming.
I'm going to give you a spoiler. Get ready for it. Big parlay coming.
Ooh.
Big, fantastic. Big parlay coming. Get ready.
Big parlay, and this one's going to hit.
I think so.
That's what I like to hear, Gumby. But you haven't hit one yet in 2023. We need to hit.
No, I have.
Have you?
I had a partial.
Half of one.
One got canceled, and I hit the other one.
Yeah. Usually we say if you hit about one or two a year, it covers, like, you're going to be up.
It's going to cover. So you don't really,
No,
and this
don't need to.
This one will cover most of the year for you if I hit it.
This one will cover you right into retirement, right?
Yeah. This is big money right here.
Oh boy! And I told you it was Gumby God. Season is incoming, because we were talking about contender series. We talked a bit about that last episode, but a bit more bigger is what I'm saying. The bigly thing this week is it's Macy Barber fight week, Dan. Finally, we get to talk about her again. I've been posting videos of her talking, hyping herself up. I've been posting those videos in our Discord, Sports Gambling Podcast.
Can I just say fucking A?
And I make sure I always tag Gumby in when she says something in those videos, so he sees it first. And then I put her opponent Amanda Hebat's video, where you can't tell what she's saying, but it's way better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's such a better personality.
You have to love Amanda Hebat.
Yes.
Like, you so have to love her.
Hopefully. She's got to win first of all.
I think so.
We're going to break that. That's the co-main event. We're not going to dive right into that fight yet. We have, 3 fights to do before that. Pretty solid fight card. It is going down on Saturday. This is the afternoon card for us on the East Coast. 11:30, as I told you last episode, is the prelims on ESPN and ESPN Plus. The main card is 3 p.m. 3 a.m. would be far too early for us. 3 p.m. on ABC and ESPN Plus. ViStars Veterans Memorial Arena in Jacksonville, Florida. It's called UFC on ABC, Emmett versus Tapuria, or UFC Jacksonville. Before we get into that, I got to tell you about Bird Dogs, because Bird Dogs are bringing us into your ear holes. Bird Dogs make these stretch khaki shorts that are designed to fit slimmer through the thigh and leg, giving you a truly sculpted look. Bird Dogs shorts do the exact same thing as Lululemon, but fit way better. They fit way better than regular shorts that are made of stiff, restricting cotton, because Bird Dog fixed that issue by inventing cloud knit fabric that looks just like khaki, but stretches so you get a way slimmer fit without having to sacrifice movement. Bird Dogs uses anti-stink sweat wicking fabric that keeps you cool and dry all day long. Macy Barber could, no, actually, these are guys' shorts. Macy Barber could use some Bird Dog shirts regardless. I'm not saying she stinks or anything, but I'm just saying she could use some Bird Dog shirts. Everyone could. Go to birddogs.com/pool and enter promo code POOL for free Yeti style tumbler with your order. That's birddogs.com/pool for free Yeti style tumbler. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you. And you won't want to click off this podcast just yet, because we're going to give you some winning picks here. We were almost totally on the same page with our prelim picks. One fight, Gumby went with the short notice debuting fighter as the underdog. We'll see how that pans out. But other than that, we were exact identical with our picks. We usually pans out pretty good. I think we're 62% when we agree on our picks. So we'll see how we do on the main card here. We're going to start off with middleweights. Brendan Allen, Bruno Silva. Silva, Blindado is the nickname, which means...
I don't remember.
Do you remember? We haven't talked about this for a while, have we? I'm going to have to look it up now because I forgot too. Blindado.
The other Bruno Silva is Bulldog.
Yes.
Is this one Tank?
Yes, that's right. Yes. Gumby is correct. Yes.
Tank. Okay, it's Tank.
We were in on this guy for a while there. When he first came into the UFC, he was one of our faves, I think. Was he not?
I didn't pick him against GM3. I'll give you that.
Look at you. Oh, that's right. That's what made GM3 a patron saint. He was a big dog there, probably, wasn't he?
No, GM3 became a patron saint when he beat Mahmoud Muradov.
Right. Yes, that too. All right, let's tell you about the Tank, Blindado. 23-8 with 20 knockouts. He's been submitted 6 times. He's 4-2 in the UFC. However, he's only won one of his last 3 fights. One is last fight via TKO. Was the M1 champion before this. 2010 Pro MMA debut. He's more active landing strikes than Allen, and he's barely been outstruck over his UFC career. His strike differential is at 0.08 strikes a minute, plus 165 on the board. All in, Brendan Allen. How about all in, Brendan Allen? 21-5, 5 knockouts, 12 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted once. 9-2 in the UFC. He's won 4 straight fights and 6 of 7. 3 of his last four wins have come via submission. Oh, interesting. He's fought at welterweight and up at light heavyweight. 1-0 in the contender series. LFA champion, was also a regional champion. 2 inches height, 1 inch reach, 6 years younger than Silva. He also has been barely outstruck, even more. He's even closer than Silva's. He's at minus 0.02 strikes per minute. So it's a wash basically with. He takes what he gives out. His grappling stats are better than Silva's, minus 175. I go first on the main card. Usually, Allen obviously is the pick here. Better all-around fighter, but obviously grappling is going to be the way. Hopefully, he gets the victory here, because Silva gets submitted a lot. Like I said, 6 out of his 8 losses will come via submission. So I wouldn't be mad about Allen via submission prop here as well, because I think that's his path to victory.
I think it's his path to victory here too. I'm going to take Brendan Allen. I will just say my lone hesitation in this fight is like, will he grapple enough to get the job done? Because sometimes he does fall in love with his hands. He decides he wants to box. And that's not to say he's not a good boxer. He's just not the kind of boxer that Bruno Silva is, because Bruno Silva is a much better boxer. I think if he takes this fight to the ground, he gets a submission in the first round. Which makes the submission prop, like you said, very juicy. I just, like, as far as the money line is concerned, I'm like a little bit hesitant to like get excited about his money line because I'm so worried about what that means on the other side, like if he doesn't. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Brendan Allen, too. I am just like pumping the brakes a tiny bit.
Yeah, hopefully he does what we want him to do here. So, all right. We are matching up once again. Let's go to featherweights. David Onama, Gabriel Santos is the matchup. We're going to tell you about Onama first, the silent assassin, 10-2, 6 knockouts, 4 submissions. So he's finished all of his wins. He himself has never been finished in a fight. He's 2-2 in the UFC. He's gone loss, win, win, loss is the pattern. Used to fight up at lightweight, 2 inches taller, 4 inches reach on Santos. Striking and active striking stats in his favor. He's been outstruck, however, by 0.45 strikes a minute in the UFC. He's at plus 190. Mosquitino, little mosquito, right?
Little mosquito, you got it.
That's Santos. He's 10-1, 3 knockouts, 4 submissions. Never been finished in a fight. 0-1 in the UFC. That broke his 10-fight winning streak there, which was his last fight. Obviously, he was the LFA champion before this. He also has multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Used to fight at bantamweight and flyweight. 2 years younger than Onama. He got outstruck in his UFC fight by 1.6 strikes a minute. He has better grappling stats than Onama. He also is a pro grappler. Minus 225.
I'm going to go with Santos. Look, I think he beat Lerone Murphy, which is a hell of a sentence. I think he beat Lerone Murphy. He peppered him on the feet. I think the only thing that David Onama does that Lerone Murphy doesn't do is that, first of all, I think they're equally as durable, but I also think Onama might wrestle a little bit better. I just don't know that it's better enough that makes me hesitate on Santos. Santos pumps a jab. He's way faster. You're going to see him mixing his strikes better than Onama does. And look, Onama's struggled a little bit on the feet as of late. You know, if you look back at some of the fights he's had, he does really well if he can get you down. He looks really good on the mat, but that Nate Landwehr fight showed that, like, a guy who can come into his face and get into his face regularly and throw is going to beat him. And I really think that's what Gabriel Santos is. It actually wouldn't surprise me for Santos to finish him. So yeah, I like Gabriel Santos here.
As do I. We're linking up once again.
We've only differed on one, huh?
Yep. And that was you making a silly pick, Dan.
Let's see.
We will see soon enough. Saturday afternoon is when we'll see. All right. We're ripping through these. Let's go to middleweights. Cody Brundage versus Sedikris Dumas. Dumas, the Reaper is the nickname. 7-1, 4 knockouts, 2 submissions. Never been finishing a fight. 0-1 in the UFC. He lost that fight via submission. 1-0 in the Contender Series. Used to fight at light heavyweight. Is a pro kickboxer or was. 2 inches taller, 7 inches reach over Brundage. He's a year younger. He's been outstruck over his 2 fights, UFC and Contender Series, by 1.37 strikes per minute. Plus 163. Cody Brundage, 8-4, 4 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted once. 2-3 in the UFC. He's taking this fight on short notice.
Very short. Yes.
A week, right? About that?
Yeah, about 7 days.
Yep. He's lost 2 straight fights, both via finish. 0-1 in the Contender Series. Used to fight at light heavyweight. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Striking stats in his favor. He's barely been outstruck in the UFC. He's at minus 0.15 strikes per minute, plus minus 175. I wish we were getting a better number on Brundage because short notice, and he's been finishing 2 straight fights. He should be like close to an underdog, but he is not because there's a clear path to victory here. It's the grappling, which Dumas has shown he struggles in, grappling / wrestling. So give me Brundage. I'll go against my short notice stats. I don't like the line, though. Like I said, for a guy who's been finished 2 straight and is taking this on week's notice, but he's my official pick.
I love the line. I don't even think that's that bad. I don't even think it's that bad of a line. Yeah. Would I like better? Sure. I'd always like better of a line. Yeah. Always give me more money on my return. I think this line is a gift. When I saw that Cody Brundage was stepping in on short notice against Sedikris Dumas, I was like, oh God, that's got to be -350, -400. Because look, Cody Brundage is going to absolutely demolish him. And not just for the reasons you mentioned. He's got a clear path to victory with the grappling. You're 100% right on that. But the bigger path to victory is durability mixed with pace. Because the thing about Sedikris Dumas is he's got no pace and he's exhausted 6 seconds into the fight. And Cody Brundage, don't get me wrong, he has been finished twice. right? Like you mentioned, he's been finished. But like he's been finished by guys who go in there and throw those bungalows, right? Like he went in there and lost by arm triangle choke to Rodolfo Vieira, or he lost by knockout to Michael Olszewczuk. You know, like guys who throw bombs have gone in there and beat him. But like he outlasted Trayshawn Gore, which we wound up finding was a pretty decent thing to do. And we watched him work harder than Dolce Lugiambula and put a pace on him. And like, I think his pace is incredible. I think his durability is underrated. And I think for what Cedricus Dumas brings, I think he's going to put both those things on him and match it with the grappling. Like you said, grappling advantage. I think Cody Brundage is going to have a crazy easy night here. Negative 175, not crazy enough for me.
What if Dumas threw standing hammer fists? Would that change the outcome?
No, that only, if you listen to my interview with Trevor Peak, you would know it only works for Trevor Peak.
Yeah, it's true. All right. We're both picking Brundage. Haven't picked an underdog yet, but I'm going to tell you about a place. If you're
in the main card. Not in the main card.
Yes. If you're into underdogs, come on. I'm trying to segue here. We're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. There, I made it. Best Ball Mania 4 is here, and Underdog Fantasy is giving away $15 million in prizes. Hopefully that interests you. Underdog Pick'em is also a great way to get down on your favorite MLB and college baseball player props. So many ways to win over on Underdog, and they're active in so many states. So head over to underdogfantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And moving right along, we're to the co-main event already. Women's flyweights, Amanda Ribas versus Macy Barber, Gumby's favorite fighter. What's her new nickname again? I already forgot it, that you coined. You stumbled across. Do you remember?
Was it fucking Macy Barber?
Good one, though. That could be the new one, perhaps. I can't remember what it was, but it was humorous. I'm glad you don't remember either. We'll have to call her Macy the Future Barber at this point. Still, she's 12-2. 5 knockouts, 2 submissions, never been finished in a fight. 7-2 in the UFC is what it says officially, Gumby, but we can dispute that.
6-3.
At least 5-4, maybe. She's won 4 straight fights, Gumby. How many she really won in a row? 2? 1?
She got 2 over those. 0, fights? Arguably.
It's true. That's right. Her last fight probably was lost. She's not officially lost since February 2021. 1-0 in the Contender Series, 2 inches taller than Ribas, 5 years younger. She's outstruck her UFC opponents by 1.59 strikes a minute. Not saying those strikes were good strikes, but they were strikes. Plus 170. We're mean. Ribas, 12-3, 3 knockouts, 4 submissions. She's knocked out twice. 6-2 in the UFC. Loss, win over her last 4. Used to fight at strawweight. Multiple regional championships on her
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Inch of reach over Barber. More active landing strikes and better grappling stats. She's outstruck her UFC opponents by 2.15 strikes a minute. Very nice number there. Minus 195. And it's you. We know who you're picking.
Yeah, of course. Amanda Ribas.
Yes.
And I'm going to start here. Like, I just think, you know, as far as if you're looking for a reason to not like Macy Barber, like, which, like, who needs a reason? But, like, if you're looking for a reason for not like Macy Barber, like, she only beats people she can bully physically, right? Yep. And, like, if you go back to her fights with, you know, Alexa Grasso, Roxanne Modafari, the loss she very clearly had to Miranda Maverick, the loss she might have had to Andrea Lee, like, all of those fights, all of those losses or pseudo losses are because she could not bully those people. She could bully Montana De La Rosa. She could bully Jessica Ai. She could bully Jillian Robertson up a weight class. She could bully Hannah Cyphers. And like, the people she can't bully physically, she loses to. I think it's very obvious that Amanda Ribas has an advantage in the clinch here. Like, she went in there and she bodied Vivian Arroyo. And she bodied Virna Jandiroba. And, like, those two women I have far more confidence in terms of their physicality, particularly in the clinch, than I do a Macy Barber. So I think Amanda Ribas, first of all, I think she could be sharper on the feet. I think she could be craftier. I think she's going to be way, way, way better in the clinch. So, yeah, Amanda Ribas. And in the words of the great Amanda Ribas, oh, no.
Yes, sirree.
Ribas is a pick. Oh, yeah.
You're good at that. as we've talked about before, what's Macy Barber good at? Really? She's tough.
Nothing. She's not good at anything.
No, like,
you don't have to get me started. She sucks.
She's good at figuring out a way to having her hand raised somehow, which will be a real heartbreaker if she does
she
that.
She found a way to get them to interview her after getting the shit kicked out of her by Roxanne Modafari. She's good at that.
That's what poisoned the well totally for Gumby.
You can't hit on Roxy.
Nope. Ribas is
Roxy is a Western Mass legend, and you got up in her shit.
Yep. Yeah, Ribas is our pick. Better grappler. Like Gumby said, you're not gonna I thought she was gonna get I'll say it properly, going to get bullied at flyweight, but that's not the case.
Like, no, she looked great. I'm pretty sure I picked Vivi Arroyo against her.
Yeah.
And mostly on the premise just that, like, I thought Vivi was going to bully her. And the fact that Vivi can't bully her, like, if Vivi can't bully her, there's no way Macy's going to, right?
Nobody bullies Ribas. Nobody. No. No, Ribas is the pick here. So
I bet you she got bullied all the time for her voice.
Maybe. let's go to the main event. Featherweights. Josh Emmett, Ilya Topuria. Emmett, the Fighting Falmer, nickname that we don't like, right? It's annoying.
I barely even remembered that that's true.
Yeah, it's the case. He's 18-3, 6 knockouts, 2 submissions. Knocked out once, submitted once. 9-3 in the UFC, 5-1 over his last 6. However, he did lose his last fight via submission to Yair Rodriguez. He's missed weight before. He also has multiple retail championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Sportsgamepodcast.com/store. Last time we're going to say it. This episode. Used to fight at lightweight. 2011 pro MMA debut. BJJ champion. An inch of reach over Topuria. More active landing strikes. However, he's been outstruck in the UFC by 0.26 strikes a minute. Plus 300 is the number. El Matador. Topuria. 13-0. 4 knockouts. 8 submissions. He's won 5-0 in the UFC. 4 straight via finish. Was a regional champion, used to fight at lightweight and bantamweight, inch taller than Emmett, 12 years younger than him, striking the grappling stats in his favor. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by 0.57 strikes a minute, minus 330. Me, right?
I think it's you.
Yes. Topuria is the pick. He's just good everywhere. Obviously, he's a way better grappler than Emmett. Emmett just lost via submission, so Topuria via submission may be the play here. It'll get you some plus money. And if you don't like the minus 330, because he is a finisher. And like I said, Emmett just got finished. Topuria, way younger. He's going to be faster, better cardio. Dangerous on the feet and on the ground. He's pretty much the complete package here. So I see him getting his hand raised here, perhaps via submission.
I actually, if I'm going to be honest with you, I think Topuria by knockout is the way to go.
Okay.
Yeah, and just my thought process is Josh Emmett comes from Team Alpha Male and has got good wrestling, and Topuria is going to want to stand and trade. Because the thing is, it's like, if you watch that fight with Yair Rodriguez and Josh Emmett, yeah, it went down as a submission, right? Like, Yair Rodriguez won by submission. But how did Yair Rodriguez win that fight? He won that fight by being insanely faster than Josh Emmett. Like, Josh Emmett looked like he was moving in slow motion for that entire fight, which is a feat in and of itself. But Aliyah Topuria is fast like Yair Rodriguez is. Maybe not as fast, but, like, in that realm. And I think he is just going to blow Josh Emmett away with the speed that he brings. I think he's going to be so much faster. I think he's only going to go to the grappling if he absolutely needs it. So I think you're going to see Topuria, you know, throwing bombs, working in and out. I mean, we watched him knock out a lightweight up at lightweight in Jair Burt. And I think we're going to see him work on his feet more than we see him work on the mat. But regardless, yeah, Topuria is just going to do work here. He's going to be so fast. He's going to hit so hard. Josh Emmett's not going to be able to touch him.
Yep, Topuria, the real deal. Hopefully goes to 14-0. All right, recap. We're all on the same page for everything. We got Topuria, Hebos.
We only differed on one on the whole card?
Yep. It's going to be a boring Saturday. So Hebos, obviously, is part of the Hibachi parlay that our friend Jong in the Discord has been hyping up. Brundage, Santos, Allen. But like I said off the top, don't go away yet. We got our locks, our dogs, and props. And Gumby teased you that we have a really fancy big number coming up. All right, well, you can start off with your lock first.
I'm gonna take Cody Brundage. You said you didn't like the line. Love the line. -175 Cody Brundage. Steal. And by the way, I haven't missed a lock. Do you know who the last lock I missed was? Jessica and Raj.
Oh.
Way back when she lost to Amanda Lemos. So like we're talking like a month and a half ago. Was the last time I missed a lock. So yeah, Cody Brundage, -175.
I will take I gotta start hitting some more locks. Tatsuya Taira, -250. I know number's not the greatest, but I think he's gonna roll here.
What do you mean you have to start? Like, hang on, first of all.
No, I it's true. I got to start making some money off it, maybe, is what I want to say.
I think you're giving yourself a hard enough time here. Because, like, the listeners might be like, oh, this guy doesn't know anything about locks.
9-7 I am on my locks. But
3 out of your last 4.
Okay, there you go. See, coaches, was that this episode or last episode you were coaching me up?
I'm here to tell you you're good at what you do. Thanks. 3 out of your last 4.
Pick a dog.
You know what you're doing. I'm taking Jack Jenkins. Okay. What was the number we had on Jenkins?
Yeah, we like that number. +175.
Yeah, I just think he's faster. I think his takedown defense holds up. And, you know, I just mentioned I've only missed or I haven't missed a lock in 6 events. I've only missed 1 dog in the last 5 events. So, again, looking to make some money. Come get in on Jack Jenkins.
I know it's boring, but I'm taking Jenkins as well.
I knew you were gonna.
Because I only have, what, 2 dogs total. Because we were trying to figure out last episode why he's a dog, and we couldn't come up with a reason. So I think that's a good enough reason to pick him here. So give me Jenkins as well, +175.
And so for my prop, I'm going to go huge. Because for a while, I was trying to find, like,
the same.
A +120, a +150, and I nitpicked. But before that, I hit +600 on Matt Frivola by KO, +400 on Brian Battle by KO, or inside the distance. I'm going to go up in that range. I'm going to take a +500 prop here.
It's going to be the same one. Go ahead, I bet.
You got a +500 prop?
It's at least that, yep.
I'm going to take Gabriel Santos by knockout.
No, it's different. This is fun.
Gabriel KO. Gabriel Santos KO is +500. I think he's going to hit the knockout here on David Onama. I think they're going to go toe-to-toe. I think Santos hits hard enough. He was finishing all of his fights before he got to the UFC. Yeah, he didn't finish Lerone Murphy, but, you know, like, Lerone Murphy's a different dude. So, I'll take Santos by KO. Who are you taking?
Ooh, all right. Let me check the line on it again. I think it was +510. I think it was. Let me just make sure here. Yes. Phil Rowe via TKO or KO +510. He's won three straight fights via that method. And he's fighting Magny's gonna, he's not used to fighting guys as long and as big as him. And I think he'll be able to piece him up in the feet. An older fighter too in Magny. So give me that.
You want to hear my favorite part of that play? It's in my Hungry Man Drunk Parlay.
Let's go right to that. Hungry Man Drunk, Superfan Parlay, two fight parlay. Gumby promises big money. Go ahead.
So Phil Rowe, KO. I agree with it entirely. Right. I can't believe it's 5'10", right? Yeah, I got it written down right here, 5'10". I love that. I'm going to pair that with Jack Jenkins by KO. You know, we mentioned Jack Jenkins already is a guy we like. We love a knockout parlay. So we're going to go Jack Jenkins and we're going to go with Phil Rowe, both by knockout. And if you, first of all, what do you think the Jack Jenkins KO prop is?
Let me see. He's underdog +300.
+500.
Oh, this is going to be an insane payout, so, Dan.
So Jack Jenkins and Phil Rowe, both by knockout, 3560. I know it's a long shot, right? 35-60 seems crazy, but like, I wouldn't be shocked if both of these two hit it, right? Like 35-60 for those two to hit KOs is kind of easy. And look, hey, I'm just going to throw this out here because I also had a big prop that I was really into, which was Santos by KO. That was 500. If you threw Santos in there, Santos, Jenkins, Rowe, all KO. It pays 218-1. So a $10 bet on Santos, Jenkins, and Rowe all getting a KO victory. A quick $10 bet is going to win you $2,100, almost $2,200. Yo, sign me up for that.
Fans, yes, sign us all up for that. All right, I'll recap our fancy picks. Brundage and Tyra are the locks. Jenkins is both of ours, our dogs. Santos via knockout and Rowe via knockout are our fancy prop picks. And then our Hungry Man Junk Superfan Parlay +3560 for Rowe knockout, Jenkins knockout. Woo-wee! Fantastic. Come talk in the Discord. We'll all be celebrating after we hit that. A Hungry Man Junk Superfan Parlay on Saturday. So sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord is a place to celebrate. We're also on Twitter, SGP and MMA, at Gumby Vreeland, at Jeff Fox Writer. Gumby mentioned earlier his top Turtle MMA podcast this week. He interviews Grant, Trevor Peak.
And Grant Dawson, who's fighting next week. Yeah.
Yes. So listen to that. You can read all my MMA writing, right in your inbox, and enter my Pick'em contest, a weekly UFC Pick'em contest for free. Free Pick'em contest. That's moneymma.substack.com, and everything good in the sports gambling world can be found at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We'll be back Sunday to count all the money that we won after Gumby bids farewell to you here.
I'm Danny Gumby Freeland. He's Jeff the Future Fox, and we will see you on Sunday.